with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, April 7th. I'm Daniel Verstag. Taking a look at the sports schedule for today, there's not a whole lot left on it after Mother Nature has gotten through with it. Let's take a look at the cancellations and postponements. First for Lamar's community, all of their sports that were scheduled for today have been postponed or canceled. That includes the Lamar's boys track team, who were supposed to be at Cherokee, along with MMCRU and Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central. That boys track meet at Cherokee, scheduled for tonight, has been canceled. Lamar's boys and girls soccer were supposed to play Sheldon, Sibley, Ocheden in non-conference play today. Girls at Sheldon, boys at home. Those matches have been canceled as well. Lamar's tennis, scheduled to play Sioux City North tonight. Those matches have been postponed to April 26th, and the boys will not be playing Storm Lake that day. To the golf course, MMCRU versus Akron Westfield girls and boys golf, that has been postponed to April 29th. Harris Lake Park at Galen Catholic Golf has been postponed, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn at Hinton Golf has been postponed to April 14th. Be sure to stay up to date on all of these weather-related postponements by checking out our Twitter page. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. And since we didn't have any high school sports yesterday, doesn't look like we'll have a whole lot today, thought we'd check in on a Plymouth County athlete at the collegiate level who is doing some outstanding things. Of course, it's baseball season at the college ranks, and that is where we find Remsen St. Mary's alum Blaine Harpenaugh at Kirkwood Community College, where the Eagles have been outstanding so far this season, and Blaine has done an excellent job as a starter, as a freshman for Kirkwood. This past Monday against Des Moines Area Community College, Harpenaugh twirled six innings of work, allowing seven hits, no earned runs, did allow three unearned runs, committing a couple of errors in the field. He walked one and struck out three. Now, this season for Harpenaugh has been pretty solid as a freshman. He ranks fifth in the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference with four wins on the year. He's also second in the conference in complete games with two, and his 29 strikeouts on the season are 15th in the conference as well. Harpenaugh's Kirkwood team sits at 20-9 on the season and 4-5 in conference play, which is tied for 7th in the conference standing. So still some work to do for Blaine and the Eagles, but good to see that Harpenaugh is pitching very well at a very solid baseball program there at Kirkwood and in a community college conference that rivals most in NJCAA. So outstanding news there for Blaine Harpenaugh and Kirkwood Community College. Taking a look now at the spring college football landscape, and we find another area athlete, local, close connections anyway. West Sioux grad Hunter Deckers is ready to take over as Iowa State's starting quarterback. The former Falcon standout appeared in seven games the past 2 years behind starter Brock Purdy. It's a spot Purdy has manned since October of 2018.
Yeah, I think for him, it is a little bit different once you have the opportunity to go in there and be the guy and get all the reps, you know, and he's been really fun, though. He's very eager to learn, does a great job, asks great questions, and really is, highly motivated and highly focused day to day.
And that's Cyclone offensive coordinator Tom Manning, who says Decker's arm strength is obvious, but now it's about running the offense.
That's one of the things I think that does give Hunter a chance. He does have a strong arm. But, man, there's a lot more to playing quarterback than being able to just throw the football down the field, in terms of consistency and accuracy and all those kind of things, and then just the other portions of it. But Hunter's been he's been really fun to be around.
Deckers says the goal this spring is to move the offense forward.
Just to keep growing. I mean, that's the ultimate goal during spring, is just to keep, learn the offense, help the team, but no matter what, and also just helping the whole entire team grow to get ready for fall camp.
Decker says the offense received a big lift when top receiver Xavier Hutchinson decided to return for this upcoming season.
I've been talking to that kid ever since we got here. I mean, for him to announce that he's coming back was a great feeling.
The Cyclones will be holding another one of their open spring practices tomorrow at Gilbert High School. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. We'll keep you up to date as well on any weather-related postponements or cancellations. Check that out at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteng.